Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
Our first reading is from Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to the place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who precede you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesied peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading Psalm 89, found in your insert. "Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing. From the age my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For I am persuaded that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and preserve your throne for the all generations. Happy are the people who know the festal shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. They rejoice daily in your name. They are jubilant in your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor new life is exalted. Truly the Lord is our ruler. The Holy One of Israel is our King."
The second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans. "Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. And present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you now are ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life, for the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jeremiah's prophetic ministry began in 626 BC and ended sometime after 586 BC, a span of 40 years of calling the people of Israel to return to the Lord and to the covenant that was made between God and God's people. Although the meaning of his name is uncertain, based on his prophecy, the proposed meaning is "the Lord throws," either in the sense of hurling the prophet into a hostile world, or of throwing down the nations in divine judgment for their sins. Both understandings of his name are recorded in Jeremiah's writing. Jeremiah was a member of the priestly household of Hilkiah. His calling by the Lord is one of hope and the Lord's knowledge of him. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah's response to the Lord is timid and diminishing of himself. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. Reading Jeremiah, his name is fitting because the Lord continues to throw him in the middle of a people who resist his words, the words he spoke on behalf of the Lord. They rejected him. They mistreated him. Yet the Lord's promise was to stand by him and protect him. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. The words Jeremiah spoke on behalf of the Lord were judgments against the people because of their injustices and their idolatries. Jeremiah 6, verses 6 through 8. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Cut down the trees and build siege ramps against Jerusalem. This city must be punished. It is full of oppression. As a well pours out its water, so she pours out her wickedness. Violence and destruction resound in her. Her sickness and wounds are ever before me. Take warning, O Jerusalem, or I will turn away from you and make your land desolate so no one can live in it. Jeremiah, a prophet of the Lord, was not welcomed, not received by the people. They did not accept what he prophesied. They did not like what they heard, the Lord's judgment and wrath. They chose not to believe the word of the Lord. Yet Jeremiah continued to prophesy against the people, but also to the people. As we heard in the last verse of today's reading, Jeremiah believed that as a prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of the prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. Today we come to the end of chapter 10 in Matthew's gospel, of Jesus' teaching and his sending out of the disciples. The two verses prior to today's reading are warnings of persecution. The disciples and the people who would receive them will encounter and an expectation of their response, an expectation of total commitment to Jesus' call. And anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. The cost of discipleship for the disciples and those who will follow is one's life. Hear today's reading from the New International Version. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Imagine the power behind those words. To receive. To take in. To abide with. To draw to oneself. To take risk. To seek out. To say yes to the invitation of a disciple is to say yes to Jesus. And saying yes to Jesus, we are saying yes to God. To receive as Jesus asks of us requires generous hospitality, openness, acceptance, humility, courage, belief in their teaching of Jesus' words that he is the Messiah, that he is the Son of God. Jesus continues, anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. The reward of a prophet, a righteous man, a disciple, is a deeper relationship with God, with Jesus, and with one another that reveals love, grace, and compassion of the presence of God in the world. That deeper relationship testifies to the truth. Excuse me. That deeper relationship testifies to the truth that God knows us and will lead us and guide us. God says to us, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I want to share, end with a meditation from Bishop Stephen Charleston. And I brought the book because I read it this morning. This is the meditation for July the 2nd. And as I was reading it, it spoke to me in terms of not only the sermon, but in our readings for today. God give you voice to say what you want to say, what you feel you need to say. It can be a word of healing, a word of grace, a word of truth. Within each one of us, there's the ability to let our words work, to use them as tools to shape the world in which we live, to offer them as gifts to heal the hearts of those around us. Language imparts authority, our chance to encourage, to comfort, to honor, to liberate the spirit of another. May God open our lips. May God give us words to say. And may we each speak as if every sound was a blessing. May we fulfill our purpose. Amen. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are Form 4, found in your Book of Common Prayer on page 388. We pray for the church. For Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Jeff, our bishop, Mary, our priest, Jessica and Bob, our wardens, Connie, Deanna, Robin, Sharon, and Pat, our vestry and clerk. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for Igreja Episcopal Anglicana do Brasil, province. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our community, we pray for all the Burlington area churches, Love Inc., the Transitional Living Center, the Women's Resource Center, the Diocesan Hospitality Center, and for those suffering from war, natural disasters, or the economic crises in our world. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to the honor, to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those in the armed forces, and especially for those deployed, for Mikey Reyna Menes. In our parish cycle of prayer, Judith Emery and Glenn Johnson. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who are in need, for Joanie, Jervis, and Anastasia, Deacon Georgia Agner, Margie Bealey, Jane Clothier, Sue Hollingstad, Connie Herrick, Wayne Herrick, Cindy Lawrence, Mary Nichols, Jerry Ramsey, Sharon Twist, Charles Toretta, David Toretta, Mike Winsek, Jimmy Yanni. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, Hear our prayer. We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Almighty God, by your Holy Spirit, you have made us one with your saints in heaven and on earth. Grant that in our earthly pilgrimage, we may always be supported by this fellowship of love and prayer, and know that ourselves to be surrounded by their witness to your power and mercy. We ask this for the sake of Jesus Christ, in whom all our intercessions are acceptable through the Spirit, and who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins to our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you for joining the St. John the Divine podcast. If you're interested in worshiping with us, you can visit us at 9 a.m. at our church, which is at 216 East Chandler Boulevard in Burlington, Wisconsin. If you want to learn more about us, you can click the link in the description or visit stjohnthedivine.org. Just remember, we're the one in Burlington, Wisconsin, not the cathedral in New York. Have a great day. Bye.